USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The commander-in-chief on the campaign trail last night at a rally in New Mexico, where he told a friendly audience that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh deserves an apology from the New York Times, which wrote a piece on Sunday raising a new but unsubstantiated sexual misconduct allegation against him.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats, they're calling for his impeachment? And the woman involved said she didn't know anything.
A second woman says she was sexually assaulted by New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown. Sports Illustrated reporting the woman, who's chosen to remain anonymous, says it happened after she met Brown at a charity event in 2017. It's day two of a UAW strike against General Motors, but talks will continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A U.S. service member is dead, killed in Afghanistan a week after President Trump said peace talks with the Taliban are over after another service member died there. Details of this latest incident and the identity of the member have not been provided. Those drone strikes on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend are already causing a production drop of 5.7 million barrels of crude oil products a day. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's over 5% of the world's daily supply. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, get ready to pay more at the pump.
I would expect that in the days ahead, gas prices will likely advance 15 to 30 cents per gallon on average. It's going to be a few pennies per day for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
It's been estimated it'll take weeks to repair the Saudi oil fields that were damaged by the drone attacks. In order to stabilize oil prices, President Trump opened the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not only are United Auto Workers striking General Motors, but now there's talk that teachers in Chicago could soon be going on strike, and the University of Chicago Medical Center is preparing for a possible nurses' strike that could begin on Friday. At least 2,200 nurses could walk off the job unless the union there and the hospital reach a new agreement. The CDC is putting its emergency operations center to use in response to vaping-related illnesses across the nation. It says it's making it a priority to find out what is causing the outbreak of e-cigarette and vaping-related injuries and deaths. It comes as the CDC has announced a seventh person has died and hundreds of people have been hospitalized for serious lung injury associated with e-cigarette use. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is the busiest passenger airport, not just in the nation, but in the world once again. The Airports Council International releasing its World Traffic Report, which shows over 107 million passengers flew through that Georgia airport last year, a 3.3% increase in passenger traffic. Hartsfield-Jackson has now been the world's busiest airport for 21 consecutive years. However, Chicago's O'Hare International was number one for flight counts, with nearly 904,000 takeoffs and landings in 2018. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.